This is the Scott Becker Private Equity and Business Update for August 4th, 2021. Four or five stories we're following today. First, KKR, the behemoth private equity fund, reported second quarter profits of $1.3 billion, $1.2.8 billion. Again, lots of private equity funds seeing increases in their portfolio. Further, KKR raised $60 billion in the second quarter and now has $428 billion in assets under management, making it one of the top five largest private equity funds in the world. Second, Lyft reported EBITDA, not actually profits, but EBITDA of almost $24 million in the second quarter. That's its first indication of profitability. It saw a significant increase in ride hailing in the second quarter. Third, Robinhood, the retail brokerage where you trade for free, jumped 24% yesterday as the interest in the company rises from investors. Originally, there was small interest in tippet investing from non-Robinhood users. Yesterday, became much more popular and highly traded. Fourth story, which is a trend of things to come, Tyson Foods, the mammoth food manufacturer or chicken processor, will now require employee vaccinations. The unions are fighting it some, but this is a trend I think you're going to see as companies want to do everything they can to keep their workforces as safe as possible. So Tyson is now requiring employee vaccinations. Finally, we're always seeing great guests for the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. If interested in being a guest, please contact Scott Becker. Thank you very much.